we're doing the Saturday edition here live with you. You can take your phone calls about whatever you might want to talk about. 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Jason.
Mark is off on a cruise.
La-dee-da.
Enjoying himself and sunning himself or whatever it is he's doing. Actually, I think there's going to be some kind of a debate about voting between him and Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio, as well as Wes Bertrand from Complete Liberty. Mm-hmm. So that should be fun for those of them that are on that cruise. And maybe if we're lucky, someone will video it and we'll get to see it later.
Yeah, but if I had a choice between, I don't know, hanging out under a palm tree, you know, or listening to that debate, I would stick with the sand and the sun.
You choose the palm tree. Well, when you're on a cruise, there's plenty of time for all of the above.
Right.
855-450-FREE is the number here. So last hour, we had somebody call in to point out that there's apparently going to be some kind of a creepy Orwellian test going on with the FCC, FEMA, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and all of the radio and television and cable stations. Here's the press release straight from FEMA on their website, FEMA.gov. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Federal Communications Commission will conduct the first nationwide test of the Emergency Alert System. The nationwide test will occur Wednesday, November 9th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, may last up to 3.5 minutes. The EAS is a national alert and warning system established to enable the President of the United States to address the American public during emergencies. NOAA's National Weather Service, governors, and state and local emergency authorities also use parts of the system to issue more localized emergency alerts. Now, most people are probably used to this. If you've listened to radio or television for a long time, for years, as long as I can remember, they've had this system that that essentially, the way it worked at my radio stations I've worked at, they have this piece of equipment that's in the rack. And basically, the audio that's going out to the transmitter goes through this piece of equipment before it goes out to the transmitter. And essentially, this equipment allows local agencies to send a message. And when that message comes in, it rebroadcasts that message on the air on that radio. So it'll just cut right in. You know, the stations don't know when it's going to happen. In this case, it's a test, so it's scheduled. But in a lot of cases, stations don't know when it's going to happen. It just kind of just cuts right in. You can be on the air and just right in the middle. It'll cut in. And so they're talking about doing that nationwide now, some sort of a coordinated, simultaneous manner, which is something that has never been done before. And it's kind of spooky.
It's kind of spooky. However, the service isn't a bad idea necessarily, the way it's designed to be used to let people know about disasters or whatever. So I don't have a problem with alerting people to those things. I guess I have a problem with a government doing it, because these are the people responsible for a lot of disasters themselves. So,
well, and how many national? I mean, how many disasters have a national scope?
Well, that's a very good, actually, that's a great point, because in Florida, where you and I are both from,
yeah,
we remember, you know, hurricane warnings and things like that. But that's very regional.
Yeah.
I mean, what are they going to announce every morning, that we're in ThreatCon yellow, and if you see something, say
question.
Something?
What are they going to use this for?
Right.
I suppose if there was some kind of a nuclear strike or incoming war happening, maybe it would be useful for those things. But what did they have in mind when they created this system? What sort of you know, things will they be doing with this?
Well, bureaucrats are masters of propaganda, so, I mean, should you trust you know, the announcements? Are they going to, if there is some kind of cataclysmic disaster, you know, they'll probably be playing a recording while they're rushing off to their government bomb shelters.
Similar to local EAS tests that are already conducted, this one will involve broadcast radio and television stations, cable television, satellite radio and television services, and wireline video service providers across all states and the territories of Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and American Samoa. The public will hear a message indicating that this is a test, and the message will be the same for both radio and television. According to the story here, all of these operators that we just mentioned, cable, satellite, radio, TV, they're all required to receive and transmit these EAS messages, or what they call presidential EAS messages, to the public.
And what does that mean? That the president authorizes these messages, or we're going to see Obama try to either calm down or incite the nation?
It sounds like it's the latter. I mean, maybe he will have some agent handle it for him, but the way this is written says that it will enable the president to address the American public. That's what it says here. So literally,
wow.
Obama picking up a microphone and talking into your radio station.
Wow.
Hmm. So that's pretty spooky. I mean, that is right out of, you know, some of the most fascist kind of visions of the future that have been presented in popular art.
Right, yeah, Fahrenheit 451, where people didn't read. They would just have these huge wall video monitors, 1984, of course.
V for Vendetta, as we mentioned earlier tonight. So, you know, the feds go on to blather about how great and how awesome their little system is and how important it is, etc. But I don't like it.
If something happens in New Hampshire or somewhere in the continental 48, I mean, why does American Samoa need to be alerted to this?
It doesn't make sense. It almost makes you wonder if they'll be sending out propaganda like, if you see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we'll find out over time, because they're going to give it a shot on Wednesday the 9th at 2 p.m. Eastern. So I guess tune in to see if they manage to pull it off. I mean, it should be interesting to see if it's a success or not.
I hope it's entertaining.
No, it's just going to be a boring-ass government message.
Are they gonna,
tones.
Yeah, they're going to have that loud, annoying tone.
I would guess they will.
Oh, great.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want. Now, it's actually November 5th, since we're talking about V for Vendetta. Last night on the program, Mark brought up the issue of the V mask, or the Guy Fawkes mask, and suggested that that liberty-minded people shouldn't wear those masks, because Guy Fawkes was intending to blow up Parliament, and that people like me don't support violence as a solution. So why would I wear the mask of someone who is intending to do violence? And I think that that for me, that the answer, just a re-answer, I know you had something you wanted to say, Jason, about this, but just kind of re-answer the question for tonight, being that it is the 5th of November tonight, the anniversary, if you will, of Guy Fawkes and what happened in V for Vendetta. I think that the reason that I wear it is simply because it's a recognizable icon for kind of a resistance movement, for lack of a better term. I mean, I don't like the term resistance necessarily, but for refusal to go along with the status quo, to change, a signal of change. And I think that the movie V for Vendetta, which is certainly, in my opinion, far more popularized these days than Guy Fawkes. I mean, if you go around and ask the average person who Guy Fawkes was, it would be an interesting survey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe take a survey between, well, who is Guy Fawkes versus who is V from V for Vendetta, and see how many people, you know one versus the other. But, you know, in pop culture, V for Vendetta is more recent. People who are of a more recent generation are probably more familiar with it. And so, therefore, I get a lot of positive response when that mask is on. There was a day recently I was holding a sign advocating secession on the side of the road here in Keene. I had people stopping their car, leaning out the window, taking my picture. And it wasn't because I was dressed real nice. It was because I had that mask on, is what I think. You know, they saw someone in a V mask holding a sign, and they thought that was worth taking a picture of. I doubt I would have gotten as many photos if it had just been me standing there.
So there were several people that took your photo?
More than one. At least four or five different cars that I noticed took photos. And that means that probably people were taking photos I didn't notice taking them as well.
They may have been working for the Department of Homeland Security.
I don't get too paranoid about who or why. But do you see my point?
Yeah.
Like, it's a recognizable figure. And in the film, it's a peaceful ending for the most part. I mean, he bombs in an abandoned building. There's nobody there, at least at that time, because they knew the bomb was coming.
Well, it wasn't him. It was the Evie character, played by Natalie Portman, who ended up making this decision for the train to bomb the building.
She did throw the switch.
Spoiler alert. But, the guy was violent throughout. And
he was.
It could be argued that, his time in a government concentration camp twisted him, and he was disfigured because of his escape from it. But he did a lot of, violent things, and it's not something that I like to see.
But the people with the mask on at the end didn't do anything violent.
Well, that's a good point. And there were 200 people that marched on Parliament today in London, and that was all peaceful, just like at the end of the movie. So
for me, that part in V for Vendetta was what brought a tear to my eye. No other parts in that film were really filled with the real emotion of that final scene with the people, but just the hundreds of people wearing the V mask. I don't want to say too much more about what they did, but what they did was incredibly powerful and peaceful at the same time. More coming up here at 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
Dentists tell you not to pick your teeth with any sharp metal object. Then you sit in their chair. And the first thing they grab is an iron hook. And they start to pick in an area that you came to get fixed. Now the dentist pulls out a needle. This is to deaden the pain. Then they want to talk to you. You ever do any fishing? Where do you usually go? Yes, I've been there many times myself.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
Toll free, 55453. That's the number, brought to you by SACL CAI, and this is the live Saturday edition of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts here. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Jason.
Once again, 855-450-3733. Now then, you like guns? How about air guns? Do you know there were actually air guns that are probably unlike anything you've ever experienced, if you're like me? I mean, I grew up, I had, my dad got me a little BB gun, I think some sort of a pistol when I was 16, and or maybe I was 14, I think I was 14, and, you know, we went out and shot a few rounds off, and, you know, it's a lot of fun, because it kind of, you can teach a child the responsibility of how to handle a firearm, without actually, using real ammunition that could do a whole lot more damage. Well, apparently there are some air guns out there that can do a whole lot more damage than maybe you realize, and one of those guns is the incredible Dragon Claw. You can go to airgun.freetalklive.com to take a look at this thing. It is put out by Pyramid Air. It's 50 caliber. This thing, they say, can take down a deer.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this is an air gun for people that don't fool around with air guns. I mean, this is serious business. In fact, these guys are the world's largest online air gun retailer, and so this is no joke. In business since 1993, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Their experts can help you find the best air gun for your needs, because it's not just the Dragon Claw. They got all kinds of stuff there. You can get 10% off or free shipping, whichever one is more, with coupon code FTL11. That's FTL11 for the coupon code. You can see the amazing Dragon Claw and their other guns over at airgun.freetalklive.com. Their phone number, 888-262-4867. That's 888-262-4867 for Pyramid Air. Some incredible products.
It would be interesting to sit in on that meeting where they are trying to name this gun, and then the winning name is
Dragon Claw.
Dragon Claw.
Let's go to you here. And of course, you can take control of these airwaves, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about what we've been talking about, which has been this V situation, or the V for Vendetta, the Guy Fawkes mask. You've seen Anonymous wearing these masks kind of in YouTube videos, and maybe even in the streets you've seen folks wearing the Guy Fawkes mask. And some people are upset about it, but there's something that's pretty neat that happened today in Great Britain.
Right, well, yeah, like I mentioned earlier, there's a news report about 200 people that actually marched on Parliament and kind of recreating that scene at the end of V for Vendetta. The character had used a lot of violence up to that point, but it just showed the community getting together, wearing the mask, and saying no to their government and the government backing down. But I have this article from CNN.com, if I can read it. And the title is Guy Fawkes Mask Inspires Occupy Protests Around the World. And I think this article gives a nice overview, so I'd like to read a bit of it.
Sure.
Generations of Britons have grown up pledging to remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot. The figure of Guy Fawkes linked forever with fireworks, bonfires, and childhood fun. Now, more than 400 years after the gruesome death of the man who plotted to blow up the Houses of Parliament with barrels of gunpowder, members of the Occupy and Anonymous movements are hoping to provide their own reason to remember Guy Fawkes Night. On Saturday, November 5th, hundreds of protesters wearing the sinister black and white Guy Fawkes mask plan to march on Parliament. Well, it did happen.
A good point. The Guy Fawkes meme is probably much more powerful in Great Britain, where he's really right. He's part of their political designations history, and so therefore they probably learn more about him. I never learned about Guy Fawkes in high school in this country.
And so Alan Moore, and I believe the artist of V for Vendetta's name is Dave Gibbons.
The comic, the graphic novel.
The graphic novel, Vendetta. Thank you. They decided to use this character. They're both from England, so it is more powerful than
right.
So this, in a lot of ways, introduced Guy Fawkes to American audiences. Because the V for Vendetta movie does open up with a scene of Guy Fawkes.
Correct.
To kind of explain that. Okay, so this article continues. It will be a night our government never forgets, Malcolm, a member of hacker group Anonymous, said with a smile. Our government should be expecting us. The march will recreate one of the final scenes of V for Vendetta, a film based on a comic book by Alan Moore about a mysterious mass revolutionary who brings down a totalitarian regime, succeeding where Fawkes failed by blowing up Parliament. The Guy Fawkes mask worn by V, the film's protagonist, with its diabolical grin, devilish black mustache, and thin goatee on a porcelain white background, has become the talisman of a new generation of activists as an unprecedented wave of disgust and anger with establishment figures has swept the world. While the mask has been spotted in Occupy protests from Oakland to Hong Kong in the past month, as people rally against what they perceive as growing corporate greed and rising social inequality, the mask was first embraced by international hacker ring Anonymous in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
The group of hackers, notoriously for their online attacks and high-profile bank and government agencies are on them, first wore the mask to conceal their identities in public protests against the Church of Scientology in 2008. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange recently wore one to a rally in St. Paul's Cathedral in London, where Occupy protesters and members of Anonymous have been camping in tents since the demonstration began 3 weeks ago.
Nice.
Malcolm, a 44-year-old Anonymous member and camper, says the mask has become, quote, an international symbol for rebellion and anonymity.
I would say that's true.
The point of wearing the mask is to be able to go to a protest without fear of retribution or aggression from the establishment.
Well, if you're wearing a mask thinking you don't, you know, you won't have to be afraid of retribution, you aren't living in the real world. If you just because you're wearing a mask, it does not mean you're going to be protected from retaliation on the part of the state agents. If it makes you feel that way, that's good, I suppose. But beware that anytime you stick your neck out, whether masked or not, there's a chance they could chop, you know, they could chop you off. They could go after you.
Yeah, there's some friends of ours that call into a Free Talk Live, and they were hanging a sign on a bridge that read taxes equal theft, and they were wearing these masks, and the cops cited some anti-mask ordinance.
In California.
Oh, well, yeah, it was California, that's right.
Yep.
So, okay, this article continues. Quote, some people wear it to make a fashion statement, others because they know what it's about. Although I would argue that it's about different things to different people.
That's, I think, what's pretty clear here, yeah.
He said, I thought I would show my support for the book, I guess V for Vendetta, and for Anonymous by picking up a mask and being part of the movement. The popularity of the mask, an estimated 100,000 were sold last year, has created a bit of a conundrum for activists
wow.
who are trying to undermine, not support, businesses owned by the establishment. And then this article goes into the fact that they're trying to go to a Chinese supplier instead of going through Time Warner, which owns the rights for the mask.
V for Vendetta.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So every time you buy a mask through them, of course, they get a cut. So they're trying to... But I guess they would claim intellectual property for that.
Interesting that they could own the property of a man's face. I mean, essentially, it's designed to look like Guy Fawkes, right?
But it was stylized
sure.
by... the artist who was working for DC Comics at the time, which is owned by Time Warner. Okay, so, quote,
I don't bother myself with such issues. I just get the mask wherever I need to get it.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, get it done. Because you'll get a lot more, and if you can get the right mask and get the mask that people recognize, it means something.
So this article continues, but it talks about Guy Fawkes' legacy, which is essentially the reason why he wanted to bomb Parliament, was so that he could get a Catholic queen
for government changes.
Instead.
Right. He didn't want to stop the government.
Right.
He just wanted his own. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. So I don't want to remember Guy Fawkes. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big BERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the number brought to you by SACL CAI. Maybe you're over in the UK. I know it's probably a little late there, 5 hours, I think 5 hours ahead of Eastern time. Maybe you were there when the folks wearing the V for Vendetta mask or the Guy Fawkes mask walked through the streets. It was outside Parliament, correct?
Right, yeah, exactly.
They walked through the streets in Parliament. They all were wearing masks, and I'm looking forward to seeing, at the very least, the photos of it, which I have not yet seen. So our number here, 855-450-FREE. You're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything. And if you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, you need to go to ManVentureOutpost.com. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, family-owned. Members in good standing at the Better Business Bureau, and some prices are so low, we can't talk about them on the air. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL when you go to ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. Now, there may be more to say here on this this V topic. I know that you probably had a little bit more, Jason, but first let's talk to Linda. She's listening in Charleston, and you can bring up anything. So, Linda, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, fellas. I'm so glad I'm allowed to bring up anything because
you are.
I'm going to go in left field here. I have children older than you, and I was very proud. I grew up in an era where we did sit-ins and stuff, and I always wanted drugs legalized back before most people knew what they were.
Excellent.
And but I was never a violent person nor associated. I didn't condone violence. And one of my children seemed to get the message, even though they were all raised not really equally because everybody's different, but I would say, you can talk to me even if you think I'm being unfair. You must talk to me. So my one daughter, I forget how old she was now, but she went to her principal in school and said, excuse me, that music teacher is supposed to be here to teach, not call the students names. And that's when I knew I had done something right.
Yeah.
So I'm so proud that they, not violently, but will stand up against wrong. And
that's the only way to do it. That's the only way that it will really be effective in the long run. to achieve more freedom in our lifetime is for people to stand up for what they believe in and refuse to obey these arbitrary diktats imposed
Even
by these people.
And Ian and Jason, I want you both, if you could do this for me. First of all, don't be embarrassed, please. But I am so proud to listen to your show. I have this list in my heart of how the people should be in this world. If there were more people like you and more people that thought and believed, there wouldn't be the problems we have. Could you tell me the turning point in your lives, or was it something your parents did that made you all so cool and so...
Oh, thank you.
Making sense. I was hoping you'd help me say what I'm trying to say.
You've said it, I think, just fine. You want to know what the turning point was that that led us down this road toward standing up for ourselves. Jason, you want to field that one?
Well, thanks for being curious.
Y'all want me to hang up?
No, please stay on. I think it's fantastic.
So, yeah, when I was in high school, I stood for the pledge. I was in JROTC, and so I'd wear a uniform once a week, and then I would salute the pledge, the flag every morning. And then I went to the Air Force, and during my formative years, I guess Ronald Reagan was president, and he spoke a lot about freedom and did a very eloquent job, and I bought in. But I became more and more consistent about freedom, and I recognized that just because the United States of America does something doesn't mean that's in the name of freedom, despite what politicians would say. And so a lot of times you see, freedom associated with like the bald eagle and the American flag. Well, maybe in some instances they're pushing freedom for Americans, but I believe freedom is a universal concept and belongs to everybody. So I had to go get away from the whole nation-state paradigm, and I just want individuals to be free, and I see government as a huge impediment to that, which is why they need to be restricted.
So for me, it wasn't really one turning point as it was a lifetime of them. Or a lifetime of just progress toward this particular viewpoint that I hold today. I can remember, when I remember back to being a child, I can remember being at some level an anti-authoritarian. I didn't like being told what to do by people that weren't my parents. My parents got a lot more leeway, but folks at school, for instance, these imposed authorities, so-called authorities, I remember doing things as early as even fourth grade of not doing what I was told. I remember one time that that one of my math teachers wanted me to go to the principal's office or something like that, and she wrote herself a note to remind herself to send me down there, and I snatched that note off her desk before I left class that particular day and had no consequences come of it. She totally spaced out about it, and so that worked for me. And I can remember myself doing things like that back in the day. I never got along with the school principal going through high school. But I think one of the bigger turning points for me had to be probably around age 16 when I tried marijuana for the first time. And really, that was really when I came to the conclusion that maybe I'd been lied to, not just about marijuana, but about other things as well. I found the Harry Brown political campaign in the year 2000 for the Libertarian Party. And I don't like the Libertarian Party these days, but back then, it was different back then, and Harry Brown was a really principled guy, and he had a great message, and it made so much sense. I mean, the ideas of liberty aren't confusing. You don't have to have a college degree to understand that everyone should be free to live their life how they want, so long as they don't harm anybody else. I mean, it's like a no-brainer. And so I came to embrace that idea, and more over time, I really came to understand it. So first I embraced it, and then I came to understand why I'd embraced it and how it applies in various different aspects of life through this last decade or so of just learning on the issues of freedom that I've been doing. And of course, we started this radio show, and it's all been fun, from there. It's been a great time, and one of the reasons why I do this show is to encourage other people to stand up.
Oh, and you do, baby, you do.
Oh, well, and that's the thing.
Thanks, Linda.
Once you embrace zero aggression, where you're not going to aggress on others, it's important also to not allow aggression to take place. And it's difficult because you have the government that is institutional violence, and it commits these acts in our name. It steals money for us to pay for it. And I think once you get the complete liberty message, you just have to resist.
You can't stand by. You can't stand by and just watch this happen to people. And some people would say, well, you know, not everybody wants to be free. Okay, well, that's fine. But I want everybody who wants to be free to be free.
Have that choice and that opportunity. Absolutely.
Exactly.
I love you too so much.
Oh, thank you, Linda. I love you. And I thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate hearing from you. And if you get a chance, get out of Charleston. Get on up here to New Hampshire because we need feisty ladies like you up here.
Well, I was wishing I could come the other day when I was listening to you fellas, but, you know, I'm originally from Philadelphia, and I wasn't raised where I had the freedom to express myself till I turned 18, and then I think the turning point for me was I said, I'm not going to lie to the people that I love like I was lied to, and I took it to the most minute thing as far as telling my children. When I was your age, I believed I would not lie to them. They knew I smoked, and I was so touched when my young son came to me and says, pops down on the sofa beside him, and he said, you know what? I tried marijuana. I frankly didn't like it. Hmm. I said, then you must not have gotten any good stuff.
Thank you, Linda. Great story. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you, boys, Linda. And just be safe and don't give up.
Well, we'll do our best we can. I mean, as far as being safe is concerned, that's kind of not part of the, you know, the program here. I mean, we're safe as much as we can, and that we're in large numbers, and those numbers are growing as part of the Free State Project. People moving here, getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And I have to say, older folks, and I don't know, how old are you, Linda, if you don't mind?
Well, honey, I'm in my 60s.
You're in your 60s. So folks up there, you know, in the retirement age, I think can be very effective activists. So, you know, don't say you can't come if, you know, unless there's something physically tying you down. If you can bring the family up here, I mean, more power to you, because getting together with other like-minded folks is what makes the difference for us. Thanks, Linda, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-453. You take examples of people like Julian Hykland, 79-year-old man traveling around the country doing outreach at courthouses, getting arrested. It's incredibly powerful when the cops arrest someone like that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And Jason joining us courtesy of Tally.tv, TALLEY.TV. And also Free Agents, which we'll talk more about that, I guess, down the line after you kind of get that back, that ball back bouncing, I suppose.
Yeah, we're releasing videos. We just did some Occupy Wall Street videos that we're releasing. So there'll be more and more content there, but it's also going to have a lot of features for users.
Is there a link to the Free Agents YouTube on Tally.tv?
Not yet, actually.
Maybe there should be.
Put that on the to-do list.
855-450-FREE is the number here. Go check out some of Tally's work. He does some, or Jason... Is it all right if I call you Tally? Like, I'm confused.
Tally, Jason, T-Bear.
Okay, yeah. T-Bear. You still go by T-Bear. So, yeah, we'll talk to you about anything here. Let's go to Steve listening in the Quad City area in Iowa. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going, Ian?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Steve?
I was just wondering, are you a closet member of Anonymous?
A closet member of Anonymous. Now,
yeah.
What does it mean?
What now?
You're in and out. You're like, I wear the mask.
Well, so what does it mean to be a member of Anonymous?
Well, nothing, actually, but...
Well, right. What members of Anonymous would be uncloseted, I suppose?
It's like being a member of an anarchy, or being an anarchist. It's not a member of anything, really, but...
Right, I mean...
You wear the mask.
Yes, but, I have worn the mask. I wore the mask today, and I wore it yesterday, and I wore it a couple weeks ago at a sign waving event as well. So you're right. I bring the mask out. Sure.
You still call them a hacktivist group, which isn't accurate.
So well, tell us what is Anonymous.
So you're critiquing me for calling Anonymous a hacktivist group. Okay, so yeah, what would be a more accurate definition?
I don't think there is one really, but hold on, thanks.
Well, that's not very very useful then, right? I mean, if you can't describe something to someone, then what good is it?
Are you a closeted member of a group I can't define?
Well, it's a joke. Come on. Don't be too critical now. But
okay, Steve.
But really, I mean, you should check it out a little more. Go in more detail. You might
check
like
what out exactly?
Well, IRC for Anonymous and website.
So you want so in order to talk about Anonymous, I have to go hang out in an IRC channel on the internet. Does it have to be the Anonymous channel, or can I just hang out on any IRC channel?
Oh, there isn't an Anonymous channel. So you should come hang out.
Well, we have a chat room open all the time over at can.freetalklive.com, and that uses an IRC server. For those that don't know, IRC is Internet Relay Chat. It's an old protocol for the internet for people to interact with one another. And this is one of the ways that the Anonymous folks do communicate. It's through IRC, but certainly not the only one.
I try to get more people to listen to the show, but they're too busy.
Steve, where could people go? I mean, to where would you direct them if they wanted to get more involved in Anonymous?
Poof. Why We Protest. Let's see. Anonnet. A-N-O-N-N-E-T.
And these are websites?
Yeah, Anonnet's a website and an IRC, which is irc.anonnet.com.
Very good, sir. Hey, thanks for the heads up. Appreciate hearing from you. I just, you know, only have so much time, right, that I can spend, and I'd much rather talk about Anonymous and the things that they're doing than involve myself in whatever discussions that they're having with each other. I don't have the hacker cred, and I realize Anonymous is wider than just hackers, but certainly that's what they're known for, right? Mm-hmm. They're known for their kind of counter-protests on the Scientology Church. There was that, which didn't have anything to do with hacking. But certainly they really kind of got big press when they took down certain websites for specific periods of time, attacked different sites that might have been police-oriented sites as well. That sounds like hacktivism to me. I think it's kind of a fun name.
Yeah, I think they did hack Scientology. I think they like found a video, an embarrassing video of them or something, and released it. But
nice.
It's real world. But yeah, you don't hear a lot of people asking libertarians to spend more time on internet chat rooms.
In fact, they should spend more time outside of the chat rooms and get into the streets and put on a mask or whatever it is that you want to do, wave a sign, and do something.
Yeah, which is what we're doing in the Shire.
But I'm not saying that Anonymous isn't doing something. They are doing something, and I think their role is very important. And Wikipedia, you know, WikiLeaks, rather, is also playing an important role in releasing things anonymously as well. And, of course, Anonymous has been helping, I think, with a lot of that. So everybody has their role that they play, but I think it's important at some point for people to come out from behind the mask and to reveal themselves. And we kind of touched on that earlier tonight, because it's valuable to have anonymity at some times, and sometimes it can be valuable to put a face on a message as
right.
well.
I think that's how we're going to be able to connect with people, is just on, you know, one-to-one, and I think it's hard to do that with a mask. It's, you know, sometimes it's hard for me because I have a camera with me a lot of times. And I, you know, carry that and have it in between me and somebody else as I'm communicating.
It's true. It makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And the mask made a difference for me today, too. Some people like it, but some people are kind of, you know, queasy or turned off by it and like, give me a funny look. And maybe I would have had better luck with that person if I didn't have the mask on.
Well, I want to be judged as an individual, you know, for my actions, not the actions of a group or, you know, other people, somebody else who might have been wearing a mask that I'm wearing.
Me too, but there's some value to street theater as well, right, where you aren't necessarily who you are, where you're a character.
Right.
And that's essentially what donning the mask allows you to be. It allows you to not be yourself. It allows you to be someone else and for a purpose of garnering maybe a little more attention than you might otherwise garner. By wearing the V mask or the Guy Fawkes mask, I don't feel as though that associates me with anything in particular, because as was pointed out earlier, so many differing movements have adopted this particular mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply a way to adopt anonymity for a specific purpose. And that may be because I don't want attention drawn to who I am, and rather I'd have the attention be drawn to the sign or whatever it is I'm holding,
right,
or the information that I'm handing out. Let's talk to Jason, listening in Madison to the Mike 92.1. Hello, Jason.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm just now, I guess, you just like kind of getting into politics, and I've, you know, been listening to a lot of talk radio, but I guess I'm trying to find myself, like, where I, you know, I guess, what group I really belong to. I know I'm on the left side, you know, far away from Republicans, but I was wondering, do you have any suggestions of maybe some books or, I don't know, maybe some good websites I can go and do some research?
Certainly.
Or, you know.
Well, if you want to learn about the ideas of liberty as opposed to politics, because I think there's a big difference, like politics is left-right, it's this left-right paradigm where you're either, you know, Republican or a Democrat or you're centrist or whatever, and I'm completely outside, Jason and I here are outside of those particular boundaries, that there's more to the world than just left and right. And
it's a trap.
Yeah, exactly. It's something designed to lead you astray. And so if you want to learn about the ideas of liberty, some great books, actually, you can download, and you can get them free over at books.freekeen.com or book.freekeen.com. I think either one of those will work. Healing. I highly recommend Healing Our World. Are you coming at things from more of a left perspective?
Yeah, I would think so.
Healing Our World, for sure, is something that will really connect some dots for you. It's Dr. Mary Ruart. It's a book that she wrote originally in the 1990s. It's actually been released for free online. You can download it in audiobook form. You can download it in PDF form, ebook form. I think there's a Kindle format there, EPUB. So you can download it in a variety of different ways and get the information. And then she also updated the book in the aughts this last decade. And that one's available only for purchase. But they're both very, very good. And okay. I highly recommend that. And that's available over at book.freekeen.com. There's also a few other books there. But, Jason, what would you recommend?
Yeah, I would say that instead of focusing on politics where it's like the left versus right, I look at things, it's freedom versus control.
Mm.
And the government is the mechanism of control. And so politics, it's a distraction. It gets, you know, people warring against one another while the state grows. We had a caller, Amanda, who called in about, like, doing food deliveries. Well, somebody who's interested in politics, they might go to Concord, New Hampshire or Washington, D.C. and try to lobby very hard to get more funding so that people can, have these dinners. Or you can take a voluntary approach, like Amanda's doing, and just get out there and do it yourself. You build stronger communities, and you don't have bureaucracies that are feeding on you. Not to mention, government is this bundle of so-called services. They do things that are valuable, like roads and education, but they bundle those with, like, the police state and war, things that I just do not want to be involved with. And so I think what Ian mentioned as far as resources are good. But, Free Talk Live is actually, a lot of people have come to the ideas of liberty that way.
The show, and you can if you're not getting it every night on your local radio station, and I know you're not there in Madison, you can contact them and ask them to hear more of the show. And, of course, you can also get us online at freetalklive.com. But did you ever read Healing Our World, Jason?
I have not, but I've heard great things about it.
Oh, it's so awesome. It's a real eye-opener, and it's one of those books that you don't want it sitting on your bookshelf. You want to pass it around to folks because it's really that useful. And call us back, Jason, and let us know how you're going on this this research of yours, all right?
Yeah, I really enjoy your show, and, you know,
thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Hey, we're out of time for tonight.
All right.
But that's okay, because we do this thing 7 nights a week. So if you didn't get a chance to get in tonight, you can call back tomorrow night. I believe Stephanie is going to be heading up the show without Mark. So that means it'll be extra fun. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.